This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
So, yeah, we take requests. We prefer to, it's a talk radio show, but we're one of the few talk shows that actually takes requests. We prefer it when you call in to talk about what you want to discuss.
Yes.
But we did get a request from one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, who is one of the folks who's contributing $5 a month, usually at least, to helping expand this show, getting on more new radio stations around the country, and bringing new internet listeners on board. You can sign up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. But he posted a video, I think it was last night, on the AMP Facebook group.
And I have to say, I have not watched the video. Because I don't like watching videos of people being killed.
Yeah, when I started watching the video, I didn't realize that was what was going to happen until I read one of the comments, and I actually just stopped watching it just because I've seen so many police violence videos.
Right.
It's just it's hard to handle. I mean, you see one, you feel like you've seen them all. I mean,
right.
I've seen so many of them, having been involved with copblock.org for so long. And they just keep coming. It's not like the police state's, you know, turning in a different direction, going, you know, getting smaller. The police are getting less involved in our personal lives. They're crushing the life out of innocent people on a
literally
fairly regular basis.
Crushing the life out of people.
Yeah. So you've got a story about
There's
this.
Actually an update on this, because I think.
Well, first of all, what is it? What happened?
Well, let me just get into the story from the Washington.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, from the Washington Post. Days after an off-duty Texas sheriff's deputy was accused of helping her husband choke a man to death outside of a Denny's, both have now been charged with murder.
Uh-oh.
And before I ever saw this article, and it's kind of a fluke that we're even talking about this, because I'll generally, you know, an hour or so before the show, go look on Google News, see what's on that front page. And this story happened to have been on the front page, and I was like, oh, hey, somebody wanted us to talk about this. But prior to seeing this story, I'd not seen any real news reports other than people sharing a video.
It's also on the front page over at freetalklive.com, as submitted by David Ford here.
And I knew that, you know, there was some kind of something involving a sheriff deputy's husband and some guy getting killed. And that's all I knew prior to this. But now they've actually been charged. And I think, and I'm going to speculate here, I think because the husband was the one that was actually involved in the fighting instead of the off-duty officer.
Right.
That's most likely why there was a murder charge.
Because he wasn't a cop.
He wasn't a cop.
He doesn't get the special dispensation even though he's married to one, you don't think?
No. Okay. Because he doesn't have all kinds of immunities because he's not a government employee.
True. That's true.
The article continues. Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Shauna Thompson and her husband Terry Thompson were indicted Thursday in the killing of a 24-year-old John Hernandez. Hernandez was hospitalized after he was choked during a late-night encounter with the couple on May 28th and died 3 days later. The Thompsons turned themselves in to authorities Thursday night and were released from jail on $100,000 bail, according to the Associated Press.
Because, I mean, as a police officer, whether she was off duty or not, she has an obligation to act in a circumstance like this.
Correct.
Presumably. I mean, because normally when they see a felony being committed, because they have the ability to use discretion in a lot of cases, like to look the other way if they want to.
Right.
But normally if they see a felony being committed, it's my understanding they shall act if they witness something like that.
That's also my understanding, yeah. But I think some of that varies state to state.
Okay.
As far as whether there's an affirmative thing or just you're authorized to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of a different. Some people would say it's a difference of minutia.
Well, it's certainly not good PR.
Whether you're allowed to or whether you're required to.
Yeah, this is Texas, so I don't know what the restrictions are.
Deadly Memorial Day weekend confrontation started outside the restaurant in Shelton, Texas, about 17 miles northeast of Houston. Investigators say Hernandez had been drinking and was urinating outside the restaurant when Terry Thompson approached him. A verbal confrontation turned physical, although it's unclear who escalated it, according to authorities. What happened next was captured by a passerby on cell phone video.
I was going to say the fun of running a 24-hour diner establishment. You get all kinds.
As the video starts, Hernandez is seen face down on the ground, kicking and struggling to get Thompson off of him.
Mm.
Thompson had his arms locked around Hernandez's neck and used his chest to pin the younger man to the ground. In the video, Shauna Thompson is seen helping her husband by pinning Hernandez's arms.
Oh, interesting.
On her knees, she yells to Hernandez, "Stay the F down."
Mm-hmm.
Her husband says, "Do you want me to hit you again?" Hernandez's wife, Maria Terrell, and their daughters were inside the Denny's during the confrontation and rushed outside, according to CNN.
Oh, my gosh.
The family's attorney, Randall Kalinin, told CNN, "The little daughter was screaming, 'Quit hitting my daddy.'" And I could not imagine
horrible.
What it would be like to, you know, witness, as a young child, to witness your father being assaulted and
have his
eventually
life, yeah,
extinguished, basically. Melissa Trammell, a Denny's employee, said she was standing next to the girl and also begged Terry to get off of Hernandez. Trammell said Hernandez was kicking for his life, struggling. "At first, I thought it was legitimate." She then testified to a grand jury. "He was just going to hold him down, whatever, when I see the man turning purple."
Oh, my God.
"And there was no let up. And Thompson looked me in the face and told me he was not getting off."
Wow.
The Thompsons continued until Hernandez was immobile. So they choked this guy unconscious.
Yeah.
And, he didn't die for three more days, but, you know, like, they basically choked him to death.
Yeah. He died from injuries received by being choked nearly to death.
When Shauna Thompson, quote, observed that the man had stopped resisting, and yes, those are the actual words, "he stopped resisting," she and her husband stopped restraining him. That's a quote from the Harris County Sheriff, Ed Gonzalez.
He took a pee in the parking lot. That's what this was about? The guy who was just murdered by this cop's husband, as an off-duty cop, watched this happen and assisted.
Not just watched, but assisted.
Assisted with a murder.
Quit resisting!
Because of effluence, which is the legal term for letting something flow from something unauthorized. That's what they'll charge you with, generally, at least around here, if you get caught peeing in public. That's what this was about.
Yes. And again, that quote from the sheriff, Gonzalez. Shauna Thompson observed that the man had stopped resisting. She and her husband stopped restraining him. But Hernandez was not breathing. Shauna Thompson then attempted CPR as paramedics arrived on the scene. Hernandez was rushed to the hospital, but he slipped into a coma and died 3 days later. The Harris County Medical Examiner said Hernandez died from a lack of oxygen to the brain caused by chest compression and strangulation.
Well, thank goodness the poor children that were in that Denny's didn't have to see a man peeing nearby.
Yeah.
The toll-free number tonight here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So what's the latest in this story? I think there was, the headline over at freetalklive.com is that she and the husband have been indicted by grand jury.
Yes, and that was what I said at the very beginning here.
Okay.
She was also placed on administrative leave And the sheriff's office says she's cooperating with investigators.
Well, yeah, you got caught on video. Of course you're cooperating.
Scott Courtney, a lawyer for Terry Thompson, told the Associated Press he didn't believe there was enough evidence to warrant a murder indictment.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, maybe you support choking the life out of people who are peeing in public. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring up whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, do want to let you know about how you can get some health care that's not insurance. You can actually get HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They are a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. What they are is a healthcare sharing organization, and they can actually get you access to no charge 24-hour access to doctors, as well as proactive health assessment daily, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They've got any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and even massage. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We were talking about a disturbing video that I didn't want to get all the way through. It was the part I watched. It seemed like there was actually a uniformed police officer standing in front of the camera person. And again, I'll have to pull it up again. Just I can't play it on the air because clearly there's some language that we can't run on the airwaves, provided by the police officer who was apparently off duty at the time. She and her husband were at this Denny's. Some yes. dude, 24-year-old with his kids inside, was drunk outside the Denny's, was apparently attempting to
urinate. Allegedly drunk, according to the guy that choked him to death.
Good point. Yeah, maybe he wasn't. But the allegation was that he was attempting to urinate outside of the Denny's, and so this man decided to take it upon himself and choke the man basically to death.
According to his wife, who is the sheriff's deputy there in Harris County, they had to make sure that he stopped resisting. Once he stopped resisting, we stopped restraining him.
Now, in the video that is provided here, it was Drew, who's one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, there is this the man with the yellow, or excuse me, I guess a red pinkish shirt. That's obviously Terry. That's the man who
is a big boy
crushing him. Okay, I apologize. It wasn't a cop standing in front of the camera person. It was some man in a leather jacket. So it appears almost as though that the cop and her husband, who again are choking this man on the ground, the police officer is holding, assisting in holding him down. She's not in a uniform, so
correct. She was off duty.
Right. You can still be off duty, but I guess still have your uniform on for a short period of time, right? Unless you have to dress out.
That depends on jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Right.
Some places will not allow you to be in uniform when you are not on duty.
And so whoever it was that was running interference here, I wonder if they were friends of the couple, because there's two people who are obviously trying to get in the way of this camera person who is recording this incident outside of the Denny's. So I wonder if they were together with these others and they were all assisting basically in trying to cover up this murder, because whoever the man in the leather jacket was clearly does not want that person there recording. He's obviously getting in the way. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why nobody who was nearby tried to take this guy off of this other man. I mean, he was a large man, no doubt about that,
right.
So it would have been difficult. But, you know, if there were a decent number of people at that Denny's, in a lot of cases when people are fighting in real life, people will step in and say, hey, you know, even if they're total strangers, they'll step in.
Not so much anymore.
No?
Not so much anymore. Because, you know, there's always the thing of, well, you don't know what happened before the fight
it's
started.
It's true. It's
Hell,
true.
Even,
but if you're watching a man choked to death.
How many people just stood around when Eric Garner was getting choked to death?
Great point.
How many people stayed in their seats when the police in, was it Chicago O'Hare, assaulted the guy and drug him off of the United plane? Nobody stood up and said, I volunteer to give up my seat. Stop assaulting that man. People will sit around and watch anything.
Okay,
they pull out their cell phone.
I get you, and I mean at the very least they record. That's better than not doing anything. But ultimately, there's a difference
they're
in how
documenting
people
documenting themselves not doing anything.
Okay, but in my opinion, there's a difference between how somebody will behave if they're presented with a man who's in a uniform and with a gun who's committing violence versus a plainclothes person like this.
And that's one of the things that Davy Barker had the brilliant idea for the Renegade psychological experiment that has never actually happened, but the idea is still out there. He wrote a book about it, Authoritarian Sociopathy.
Great book.
But even the incident on that United flight, any one of those passengers could have said, I will give up my seat if you stop hitting that man. And nobody did.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anybody on that plane should have just, you know, like, gone and cold-cocked the police officer.
Sure.
There are other things they could have done to try to have stopped that assault. And nobody did.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I can't say I blame someone for not wanting to interject themselves in a situation where you have, you know, in that case, in the United flight, I think it was two or three cops, you know, three armed men get on the plane and start throwing an innocent Asian man around, busting his nose.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty intimidating circumstance. I wouldn't blame anybody for staying seated and staying quiet during that. I get the fear. I understand it. I'm part of copblock.org, so I'm more likely to speak up and tell them to stop doing that. But I don't know if I would have thought at that moment to give up my seat.
I just like getting free airline miles and stuff. So, like, I'd have been up there. You sure you can't get me on another flight? I'll definitely take that $1,000.
Well, you would have given it up in advance of that happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I've you know, had things where I had, you know, offered to volunteer, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to get you where you need to go in a timely manner. And, you know, like, if police would have got onto the plane and started dragging somebody off, I'd have been like, let him take my seat. I can wait 2 days.
Which would have, you know, given you this sort of, you would have been able to claim that, and that's good. But I think in that moment, what that would have happened would be the police would have just continued to drag him off. They were in that mode of, we're going to hurt this guy. You know, we're going to do what we need to do to get this recalcitrant man off of the plane, and they did that. And it would have been interesting to see what happened. Obviously, we can't compare apples with oranges, but I suspect that given the sort of the mindset of those officers at the time, you would have been ignored, told to shut up, and they were going to get him out of there regardless of what anybody said. That's what I believe would have transpired.
Probably, you know, and again,
based on the adrenaline rush factor, man, when those cops
based
are...
Based on the adrenaline rush, yeah. Sure, but also the flight attendant could have been like, oh, we finally have a volunteer, leave that guy alone.
Maybe it would have worked if it had come from the flight attendant, because
right,
then,
so, you know,
someone
said,
in authority.
I'm volunteering, yeah. And then the flight attendant, all right, yeah, we've got a volunteer. So let's get back into the article here.
Okay.
From the
I didn't
Washington
know there was more. Sure.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely
more. We're going to do that in a moment. So more about the man who was murdered outside of a Denny's for having to go to the bathroom, apparently.
Yes.
Some man decided, a husband of a cop, decided he was going to choke the life out of him, and he did that in front of witnesses, including being assisted by his wife, who's a cop, and they've now both been charged. 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about a police officer and her husband. Her husband, who did the majority of the work, who choked the life out of a 24-year-old man outside of a Denny's. And where was it, Texas?
Yes, about 17 miles northeast of Houston, town of Sheldon, Texas.
You're welcome to comment on that. You can also bring up anything you want. And if you want to help Free Talk Live out and get the stuff you want online at regular Amazon excellent prices, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links we provide to you. There's a U.S. Amazon, a U.K. Amazon, and a Canada Amazon. You just go to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Ian and Daryl are here. Daryl, you said there was more to this story.
Yes.
We heard they've both been indicted
yes.
by a grand jury for this. Was it murder charges? Do you happen to recall what the
That's what it said. I'm not sure if it's, you know, murder one, murder yeah. two, manslaughter, homicide, because, you know, there's various degrees of murder.
And there's video of this, by the way, for those yes. that are unaware. Go ahead with the latest.
Scott Courtney, again, the lawyer for Terry Thompson, told the AP he did not believe there was enough evidence to warrant a murder indictment.
Really?
He also criticized the sheriff's office for putting the case before a grand jury less than 2 weeks after the incident.
What is that? You're supposed to wait a long time before you do that?
apparently, but if they'd have waited longer, oh, you're denying them a right to a speedy trial.
Yeah.
The lawyer says Thompson's actions were self-defense.
Oh.
He told CNN, after being confronted with urinating in public, rushed my client and struck him in the face. I consider that an attack. The victim's cousin, Melissa Hernandez, told the AP that the indictments were a great step in the right direction. She said the family would keep fighting until they get the justice that John deserves. Hernandez's death comes as law enforcement officers are under increased scrutiny for fatal confrontations, particularly among minorities. According to the Washington Post Fatal Force Database, so far this year, 421 people have been shot and killed by police. I've seen another report of over 500. And this is one of those things to where there is no FBI gathering statistic of this data. There is no gathering of this data by the 50 different state governments. This is something that journalists have to independently research. And, yeah, you're not going to pick everything up. You might get something on your list. I can almost guarantee that there's something on the Washington Post list that is not on the list from killedbypolice.net. I can almost guarantee it.
Sure. You know, back to the alleged facts in the case here, they're claiming that the 24-year-old victim was actually the instigator and that he attacked the murderer physically, or the alleged murderer
physically. That's the claim, yes.
Went to hit him in the face. You know, even if, let's presume that's true, and, you know, maybe there's some camera footage from the Denny's, maybe there were some witnesses, so who knows how that's going to shake out. But let's just presume that's true. If somebody comes up and busts you in the, you know, chops, does that justify choking them to death?
No. Now, this is one of those things to where if Melanie were here, she would say it's perfectly justified in accordance with the non-aggression principle because she doesn't believe in proportionality. To where if I steal your stapler, then you're perfectly justified in shooting me in the head to retrieve your stapler.
I think we had a discussion with her about that, and I don't think that was her exact position.
She said, it makes you a horrible person, but you're completely justified.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think that that's... I don't think that that viewpoint is the most common one among libertarians.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, there are people that will defend it and be like, yeah, go ahead, choke somebody because they stepped on your flowers.
No, I think that all you should have the right to do is to stop the attack, ultimately.
Yes.
And once this dude, this humongous guy, I mean, he must have been 250 pounds at least, maybe three, big guy, once he had the 24-year-old on the ground, completely under his control,
right,
there is a time at which it would have been appropriate to stop and to pull back.
Yes.
And he didn't.
Correct. Because
even with people shouting at
again,
him, including the little girl.
As reported by the sheriff of Harris County, he said that Shauna Thompson, who's the sheriff's deputy, wanted to make sure that the man had stopped resisting. And at that point, you know, when he was already unconscious, that is when they stopped restraining him.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't make sure somebody's unconscious before you stop restraining them. That is asinine. The article continues, dozens of people gathered at the Denny's on Thursday, the day of the indictments, vowing to support the Hernandez family through the trial and demanding justice. Some held signs calling for hashtag justice for John, and the hashtag has spread onto social media.
We have a hashtag.
Ernesto Saravia, the brother-in-law of John Hernandez, told CBS affiliate KHOU, every time I see my niece, I realize she's not going to get her father back.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
not going to get her father back in 5 years. She's not going to get him back in 10 or 20. So I want everybody, or rather, I want what everybody wants. I want to get that life sentence. So I'm
not going
to
happen.
I don't know. I'm.
He's still the husband of a cop. I think he's going to get some leeway. We'll see.
Possibly. But I am happy to see that the family is not calling for the death penalty here.
Okay.
because killing somebody isn't going to unkill your loved one.
That's right.
And, you know, knowing the way the death penalty has been carried out in the United States and elsewhere around the world, we know for a fact that innocent people have been killed.
True.
I'm not saying
this
guy's innocent, but, you know, what he did, I you know, still don't think it warrants the death penalty, especially
it's
not
a punishment
government-sanctioned death penalty.
It's a bigger punishment to stay in prison than to be killed. I mean, because getting killed gets somebody out of it all sooner. You know what I mean? Like, staying in there for decades,
That's
way worse.
Right.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I don't think that, you know, a husband of a cop who murdered a, from all indicators, likely innocent man is going to do too well inside prison.
They'll put him in protective custody or whatever they wind up calling it there in Texas.
Could be. Although he isn't the cop, though.
He's not the cop, right. But still, you know, they know that, these people are more likely to wind up being assaulted or having a difficult time in general population, mm-hmm. So we're going to put them in protective custody.
So it's just a horrible story and yet another example of the police, in this case, getting away with murder. Remember, the woman who helped this man snuff the life out of the 24-year-old victim was a cop. She assisted in holding
she
him down.
She still is a cop.
Yeah.
She's only on administrative leave.
She could have been, she could have been trying to get her husband off of this man and doing her job to stop violence in society, but no, she contributed to this situation. And the video is very short. I will post a link to it on our Facebook and Twitter. You can take a look at it for yourself. Make your own decision about this. It is, you know, I wonder if the full video was longer because the video in this article, KPRC out of Houston is probably less than a minute, about 52 seconds long. So I do wonder if there might be, because obviously if it's coming from a news channel, sometimes they don't show you the whole thing.
Right.
So it would be more interesting to see how much context was captured here if there is a more full video. If you've seen that, definitely link us to it. You can post it on our Facebook or Twitter and or email it, ian@freetalklive.com. We'll continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got some Venezuela news as well. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here on the radio waves. Our number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Also, don't forget, you can enjoy the features on our website. They are free. In fact, you can create the content right there on the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based front page, which means it's free to submit whatever news story that you want. So this one that we've been talking about here with the folks, the cop and her husband choking a man to death, that's right there on the front page. Thanks to our listeners like you for submitting content. So we can see it and we know what's important to you. Because we, you know, obviously we can go out and we can pick show prep. That's not a problem. But it's nice to know what our listeners think is interesting and worth talking about. And that's what our website allows us to know. And you can contribute to it directly by going to freetalklive.com and getting interactive there. It's totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I guess the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has just had what I believe may be its first primary since regaining ballot access in New Hampshire.
So what is this, one of these special elections that's been
there have been about three special elections so far this year.
But there was actually a primary for the Libertarians, meaning there were two Libertarians challenging for a seat?
No.
No,
there was one person that filed. That's the Senate special election where a former state rep had said he was going to file and then wound up not filing because somebody else filed.
And this is a state senator who passed away shortly after being elected, so they need to fill his seat.
Correct.
And the Libertarian Party is gearing up. I mean, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has really hit the scene in the last, I don't know, 9 months, basically, and taken off running after about 20 years of being essentially, you know, asleep. The Libertarian Party had Daryl W. Perry, who is my co-host here tonight, elected to the chairmanship of the party, and Roger Paxton, also another principled libertarian, the vice chairman of the party.
Yes.
You guys have really kicked things into high gear over there, and as a result, you had a tremendous success in the 2016 elections, which got the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire ballot access on an equivalent level, supposedly, as the Republicans and Democrats. Supposedly,
but yes.
There's been a few bumps in the road, shall we say.
Yes, and there's another special election where we're actually going before what's called the Ballot Law Commission,
mm-hmm.
and had an issue trying to get a candidate on the ballot for that, so we've got the hearing on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll wind up being able to get our candidate placed on the primary ballot for that election.
Where can I find information about this access denial question, if that's what's going on?
The Secretary of State's website, sos.nh.gov, and then
on
that
front page. You guys haven't covered it over at lpnh.org?
No, because what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to the Ballot Law Commission. Find out more in, whenever they actually hear it and then make a determination.
Would it help to have people turn out and support you?
The only people that can speak are me and John Babiars, who's the candidate.
Okay.
So there could be 10,000 people show up, nobody gets to say a word, and it's not going to sway the Ballot Law Commission how many people show up.
So are they trying to stop someone from getting on the ballot?
So what had happened is John Babiars, who had previously, I think, three or four times been the LP's gubernatorial candidate, wanted to file for special election in Grafton, and he had not, prior to this filing period, had not changed his voter registration from undeclared to libertarian.
Hmm.
Went to change his voter registration. The city clerk or town clerk denied him the ability to change his voter registration. And because the wording on the form for getting placed on the primary ballot says, I certify under penalty of perjury that I am a registered member of fill-in-the-blank party. Well, he's a dues-paying member of the party, but he's not registered to vote under the party because the clerk refused him the ability to do that, so he would be committing perjury to fill out that form. So the two options before him are commit perjury or file a complaint to the Ballot Law Commission, and we chose the latter.
Okay, sounds a little bit complicated, but it also does sound like he's being interfered with.
Well, when you have to go before a group of bureaucrats to be able to get placed on the primary ballot, it's a burden.
Yep.
See, I think
it's not as big of a burden as go collect a bunch of signatures, but it's a burden nonetheless.
That's true.
I think the LPNH is more powerful when it's being interfered with than when people are just leaving it be. So I think this is important, and it gives us a chance to talk about it more, what's going on. But one other thing I wanted to mention is that I guess the guy who was running, Jason Dubrow, received an endorsement from at least one Republican state rep or former state rep.
The guy who was running for what?
That Senate election.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, John Heichel endorsed Jason Dubrow, the Libertarian candidate here.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so what else, Dave? Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it. All right, man.
Hey, that's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I appreciate hearing from you, Dave. And Dave just caught wind, apparently, yesterday of our listener that's been riding his bicycle across the country, up from Florida.
Dunker.
Correct. At dunkerbike.com, and we haven't heard from him in a couple few days, unless you guys heard from him last night.
I have not spoken with him, but I have seen where he's posted updates online.
Yep.
One of the updates was, I'm sleeping in today, and it's going to be a short day.
Good for him, man. He's been hustling, doing like 100 miles a day from Sebastian, Florida, riding up to New Hampshire on his move. This is his move from the South, moving to New Hampshire, as we've discussed many times here on Free Talk Live, the active migration that is happening of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, people that care about freedom. They're planning and making their moves up here, and more people seem to be coming in here as the weeks go by. Of course, we're just about a week away now from Somalia Fest, which is going to be a first ever, I guess officially it happened last year as sort of a subset of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was the yearly camping festival that was put on by the Free State Project up here for a long time. Pork Fest is happening this year, but it's been cut back as far as its length of time. It used to be a week long. It's now only just a few days in length, 3 or 4 days. And so now that that event has been cut back in its length, and they apparently kept the price the same, so they effectively doubled the per-day price. But there's a competing event now. Somalia Fest has broken away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It will be taking place the 4 or 5 days before the Pork Fest happens, and there's no admission fee. So anybody besides the camping, whatever you would pay to camp there, because the Pork Fest has a ticket that you have to buy to go to their stuff. Somalia Fest doesn't have a central organizer. It's just sort of this thing that's going to happen, just libertarians camping at Rogers Campground up in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're planning on going up there and doing our show a little bit differently this time around, which I'm kind of excited about. We're going to be doing pre-recorded segments of the show, which means we're not going to be live from Somalia Fest. But we are going to kind of get a different feel on the air, because we're going to be able to, like, set up at a campsite, basically, throw the equipment on a table, and, you know, just interview people. We'll have Roger Paxton on, for instance, from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Yep.
And
also the Lava Float. And podcast. He's one of the organizers of Pork Fest.
Oh, poor bastard. So anyway, he's going to be at Somalia Fest on at least one or two of the days, and so we're looking to talk to him. So we'll talk to some of the interesting personalities that are there, and it'll be just, you know, it'll be very much like doing it live, because we've been broadcasting live from that campground for, I don't know, not quite a decade, but several years. And so it'll be different, because we'll be able to just kind of record throughout the day, like we do at the Bitcoin conventions. Because when we go to these Bitcoin conventions, our show's in the evening. The convention's usually over, by the time our show's on. So it was always hard, very difficult to get convention guests to, yeah, come on back at 8 p.m. and, you know, we'll interview
you. While everybody else is partying at the after party.
Yeah, so it was very difficult. So we started doing recorded segments, and that just makes more sense. So this will be the first time that we'll be camping at Rogers Campground or be at this event and actually have our evenings free. So that'll be a little bit different. So we'll be on the radio in the evenings, but in a recorded format. And to the listener, it won't really make any difference. It was very rare that people would call in during those shows anyway.
Correct.
And it was always awkward. Like, we would be in the middle of a guest, and then we'd, like, take a call after that.
Sarah would call in about red light cameras, because she doesn't listen.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think SomaliaFest.com is the website offhand. But if you search for Somalia Fest, you'll find out more about that. So Free Talk Live will be there for at least a couple few of those days. Free Talk Live will come up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.